T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Buffalo Bills announcing changes to the bus and limo parking lot outside a new Era Field this season in an attempt to clamp down on fan behavior. Bills Vice President Andy Major is with us live this morning. Andy, what's the initial reaction you're getting from fans to Tailgate Village?
Hi, good morning. I think it depends on who you're talking to, I guess, right? But I think the initial reaction is that we're doing the right thing. You know, it's about fan safety and, you know, trying to make a fun, unique tailgating experience for the bus and limo passengers that are coming to the game and tailgating in the bus and limo lot.
So to kind of explain some of these changes, people will be kind of, if you want to park in this bus and limo lot, you have to opt into this new Tailgate Village. Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, sure. Tailgate Village is a location for any bus or limo bus passengers that are planning to tailgate. So instead of tailgating around their bus, where in the past we had a lot of unsafe issues, people jumping off of buses, limo buses, breaking glass bottles, things like that, we're going to provide a unique, safe atmosphere for all fans so that all fans can have a good time and enjoy that environment, you know, without concern for that kind of a safety issue.
So if you're coming to the stadium in a bus or a limo bus, you'll have to take one of these options. This will cost you a little extra.
Well, not necessarily. So there's also a lot of buses or limo buses that actually don't tailgate, and those people will still pay what they've always paid in the past. So there's no change for those folks. You know, it's $100 for the parking permit, and they can park their bus or limo bus in the bus lot and go ahead and take advantage of some of our other opportunities pregame, like the Boulevard, like Fan Zone, Scoreboard Plaza, or the Miller Lite Brew Pub, things like that. So that doesn't change for those folks.
Why the bus lot? Was this maybe the lot that you've seen the most issues in? I think most people look at the lots that are run by the Bills and say, you know, that's kind of where the tamer tailgates, where you don't run into as many of these problems.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. We've seen issues in the general parking lot. That, I think, has been cleaned up, and the fans have been great. The fans are really good in those locations, and we have not seen issues there. And there's no change to tailgating at all in any of our parking lots like that. But, yes, we have seen issues in the bus and limo lot, particularly the past couple of seasons. And, you know, unfortunately, there are a few knuckleheads that take it to a little bit of the extreme on game day. And, but the vast majority of our fans are responsible. They're good tailgaters. They have a great time.
Talking about some of the changes that have happened in the bus lot, you can read much more about it over at WBEN.com. Andy, is it tough for you in your position and just for the Bills as a whole to kind of balance, what's become kind of what the Bills are known about? You know, this Bills Mafia, the tailgating scene. I mean, you've got Bill Cowher on the CBS pregame show breaking a table and, you know, everyone's laughing and having a good time. There is some positive vibes around this scene. Is it tough for you guys to balance that with that, you know, need for safety and for everybody to have a good time?
You know, I'd say, yeah, a little bit. I think, it's great that there's attention to Bills fans and how, you know, passionate they are. And we do have a great fan base, arguably one of the best in the NFL, and if not the best. But, yes, I think everybody recognized the safety issues and the concerns with some of that type of activity going to the extreme. You know, breaking a table here and there, that does happen. But when you're taking it to the level of jumping off of a school bus and we're having to address that with, you know, emergency personnel because people are snapping their leg in half or they're hitting their head and getting knocking themselves out. You know, that becomes a big concern for fan safety.
All right, this tailgate village, is anything included for the fans that do opt for one of these packages?
Yeah, so there are things included with the package. There's a reserved tailgate location, so everybody has kind of their own home base. And within that home base, we provide Tailgate Guys provides a tent, tables, and chairs, depending on the size of your party, and that's all included. We'll also bring in a live DJ with music. We're going to have Billy Buffalo make appearances through there, the drum corps go through there pregame. Really want to make it a fun and unique experience for the fans to enjoy. We want this to work and fans to have a great time.
Are you planning on expanding this idea of, you know, kind of having a tailgate zone to other Bills lots, like the RV lot or anything like that?
No, not at all. I mean, we made some changes a number of years ago with the RV lot, and the fans in there are great. They do a great job with their tailgating, with their parking, with their arrival and departure. They've been tremendous. And there's no plans to do anything in any of the other lots, like I mentioned prior. Those lots, the fans do a great job there as well. We don't really see the issues in the Bills-controlled parking lots. You know, our security teams make rounds through there. Our guest services teams are in there. And they've actually established a really fun relationship with the fans. So, you know, fans know our people, and our people know the fans, and you know, it's a unique atmosphere in itself there.
Is this something where you're going to want to maybe get your passes for the RV lot and bus lot, or excuse me, just the bus and limo lot a little bit earlier because there might be less spaces, or are you not concerned about that?
No, we are a little bit concerned with that. I mean, we are promoting this new Tailgate Guys and Tailgate Village package as an opportunity where you definitely want to order this and purchase this plan in advance. So just if you showed up on game day with your bus and you don't have the parking permit, you know, you're going to be turned around. You're not going to be permitted into the lot. So we want to make sure the word is out there that, you know, you do need to purchase this in advance and make sure you get the package you're interested in, whether you're tailgating, whether you're not tailgating, whether you're a bus, a limo bus, all the different options, and then Tailgate Guys will make sure they take care of you. So it's a really customer service driven, fan-friendly opportunity to make sure we're taking care of the fans.
All right, Andy, thanks, and good luck with the rollout. That's Andy Major, Bills Vice President of Guest Experiences.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.